Hi guys, this is Jeff Backard with Send Out Cards. I've got the pleasure of interviewing Chris Cook. Chris is actually a high school friend of mine. His background is he owned his own construction company. And Chris, you were in the Army too, weren't you?
Yeah, I spent a couple of years in the Army after we graduated high school. I think I got out of Winthrop about 4 days after graduation.
Okay, how long were you? So you were in the Army for 2 years?
For three years,
okay. And yeah. How long were you a construction worker for? You own your own construction company, right?
Yeah, I worked in the construction industry pretty much right after I got out, and then started my own construction company and had that for a couple of years before I decided to do something different.
Okay, and I know that's how we found each other, and it was nice to connect, and even if you didn't sign up with Send Out Cards, it was nice just to connect.
It's funny because it was actually something that I had no idea about when it happened. I had a prompting, and it was, now no one else is going to know this person, but a good friend of ours back in high school, Baker. I thought, I wonder where Packard and Baker are, just kind of one day, and decided to Google you, and there popped up Send Out Cards. So when I talked to you, and I think I asked you what Send Out Cards was.
Yep, I remember that. Now, Chris, what did you like most about your, being in the Army and having your construction business? And, more so in your construction business, what did you like about it? But most importantly, what would you have changed about it?
What I liked about it was I did really customized, high-end, finish type of work. So it was really nice to come to finish a job and bring the homeowner in and show them their brand new office or the brand new kitchen or all of the trim work done in their house. It was really gratifying to see the look of happiness on their face. What I would have changed about it was that I had to do a lot of the manual labor myself. It was a small company and didn't really have the resources to hire a whole big crew or the time. So I ended up doing a lot of it myself and running myself ragged. And that's really why when I saw Send Out Cards, I was so attracted to it because I wanted a change in lifestyle.
Okay. Hey, 'cause you've got a small family too, right?
Yeah, I have a 4.5-year-old son and a 2.5-month-old baby boy.
Yeah. And your wife works. You were living in Maryland, and your wife works for the Defense Department, and her job located her over the UK. So now you're over there. She has a typical job. Sounds like she is. She's busy. She's at work a lot.
Yeah.
And you've chosen Send Out Cards. Is that one of the reasons why you got involved in Send Out Cards? To spend more, kind of control your time a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. When I first talked to you and looked at it, I had been approached with numerous other network marketing opportunities. And to be quite honest with you, I was, like many people, I was terrified at the thought of a network marketing business. But I saw Send Out Cards, and I really understood the concept crystal clear right away. And I knew what they were doing and what the purpose was. And so that really drove me towards it. And I had my wife, who is, very organized and very calculating. I had her look at Send Out Cards because I wanted her to find what the catch was, because I thought that in every network marketing business there had to be a catch. And she looked it over and she said, Chris, I can't find the catch. I don't know where it is. Because I always had that thought too. And that day I enrolled in Send Out Cards, and maybe the third or fourth best day of my life, because it totally changed the direction of my life.
So yeah, I've seen a big difference. I've seen a big difference in you, Chris. I said I've seen a big difference in you in the short period of time you've been with Send Out Cards. And you're just getting around the right people, You're reading the right books. I mean, you've read books that you didn't even know existed.
Oh, yeah, and I frankly was not much of a reader back then. I was too busy, you know, coming home from a long day at work in the sun and, you know, just frankly too tired or couldn't have really cared about it, you know, any less. But like you said, over the last couple of years, my own personal growth has been huge. The reading that I've done, the people that I've surrounded myself with, the people in Send Out Cards, they genuinely, you know, want to help you become a better person. So, yeah, it's been huge for my own personal development as well.
Now, Chris, I'm going to bring this up. You know, you're in a foreign country. Now, I'm sure a lot of people are going to share this with people that are in a foreign country that what is some of the opportunity available to you right now? How do you see it? If I was in your shoes and see how you see things over there, how do you go about it over there? You're in the United Kingdom.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know this, that it was very difficult when we moved over here. We live in the UK, and there is a huge cultural difference in sending cards. So I had to, and I still have to overcome that problem on a regular basis. It's much different than the United States in that regard. However, what I have been able to do is one of the things that you told me to do when I first started doing Send Out Cards was go join BNI. And for any of those people who decided that is a good avenue for them, that's great. And it really has opened a lot of doors for me, especially here in the UK, but even back in the States when I first started, because I didn't know anybody. I didn't know how to network. I didn't know how to do any of that stuff. So it really opened a lot of doors for me. And in BNI, it's a giver's gain mentality. So they already have that idea that giving is the way that you get. By being a go-giver, you get a lot more. So what I've done is been able to get some really close alliances with some really influential people over here, people who have done a lot of work in America, to be frank, so they understand the concept. They know why it's so important. And these are people who are giving speaking seminars and own an area in BNI. And so I'm able to work with these people who are very influential on the other on the people that are sitting in the crowd. And what's great is on March 17th, just coming up real soon, I'm actually having a speaking part in a seminar that one of my mates over here is running. And we're also going to have a booth. He's a Send Out Cards distributor. So he definitely has a vested interest, and we're gonna start doing major things over here. So talking about the opportunity, it's unbelievable throughout the world. I mean, if you think about how few distributors there are in relationship to most network marketing businesses, even in the States, Send Out Cards is tiny. What are we at, Jeff? About, what would you say, 80,000 distributors, 85,000 distributors in the States?
We're crossing over 100,000 worldwide right now.
Right. So I would say conservatively maybe 90,000, maybe 10,000 are outside the country.
Sure.
But whatever. It doesn't really matter. But so that means that the opportunity throughout the world is just huge. Over here in the UK, where we live, I have 25 distributors in my downline here in the UK. And we are basically the only people that do Send Out Cards. There's one or two here or there who went, you know, to the United States for most of them went to a BNI conference, heard about Send Out Cards, brought it back, and really haven't done anything with it. They got discouraged because of the cultural difference. But we've decided to drive on through that because we see the opportunity. We know that if people understand what we're talking about, that they will use Send Out Cards and it will be beneficial for not only their business, but in their life. And that's really what's so important is generating those relationships. So I think the opportunity is just unbelievable. And I'm so glad to be in this in the very beginning. You know, you were in even earlier than I was, but I feel lucky to be in the top 30,000 distributors, not top, but the first 30,000 distributors in Send Out Cards. That's a huge advantage. We've already been doing this for a couple of years.
Right. So, Chris, you can basically work your business from anywhere in the world. Would you? Is that fair to say?
Oh, absolutely. And I still talk to people back in the States. My phone line, you know, I have free calling back to the States, so I still work some back there. I spend most of my time over here, but every now and then I'll have someone pop up in the States. And, yeah, I mean, I work with people. I live in Cheltenham, which is down in the southern part of the country, and I did a road trip a couple weeks ago where I spent 2 weeks in Edinburgh, Glasgow, Leeds, and Manchester, and I have another trip coming up where I'm going to spend probably about 2 weeks in London. But, yeah, I can work all of those areas from my phone. It's brilliant. I can be anywhere and be doing the business. And what's great is that it really is so easy that once you've done a gift account 10, 15 times, you don't even need to be in front of your computer anymore. I can be, you know, you and I can be driving down the road, do a gift account with somebody, not miss a beat. We don't need to be in front of our computer. It's very, very simple to do.
It's easier with that banner.
What's that?
I said,
yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. It is easier with the banner. I'm still a little bit old-fashioned that way, but I definitely would suggest that the people use the banner. It definitely works.
Chris,
when I use it.
What do you think has attributed to your success in Send Out Cards over in the UK?
Really, it's just been my own diligence, because in the beginning I tried to make people into something maybe they weren't, and I was always trying to make a good entrepreneur. If somebody would sign up as an entrepreneur, I would always be trying to make them a good entrepreneur, and you can't necessarily do that. People sign up for entrepreneur for their own reasons. And so now I focus on spending my time with the ones who are active, who are calling me, because those are the people who really want to make money.
You're turning into a team leader / network marketer, aren't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's really what you have to become. You become the leader of a team.
Right.
And if you think about it that way, and a big thing for me was when I had the switch in my brain that this is a business. I think that maybe I fell into the trap that, again, many, not all, network marketers fall into, that this is my part-time thing. I don't have to put that much energy into it. You know, it's just whatever. But if you think of it as a genuine business, it changed my perspective on what I was getting up and doing in the morning. I didn't have anybody standing over, you know, watching, making sure I did it. And technically, I guess I didn't when I was in the construction business, but you have a customer who, if the job doesn't get done, you know, so you really do have someone standing over your shoulder making sure you do it. This you don't. So it's completely up to you to become who you want to be and the leader of a team.
Very good.
So, yeah.
Chris, what are three key advantages a Send Out Cards business has over other home-based businesses, in your opinion?
Yeah, well, one of the things is what we already talked about, the ease. I literally can do it from anywhere. All I have to do is direct them to the website, tell them to push the play button, tell them to push the button to send a free card. Cody does the rest, and I have a conversation with them at the end. It really couldn't be any more simple than that. You know, not having to do home meetings for me is a huge turn on, because I never was really into that sort of approach. It works for a lot of people, but it just never was something for me. And then I know a lot of other businesses, you have to have stock or, you know, have stuff in your house and, you know, pre-buy a whole bunch of stuff or buy products that you're never going to use. What I think about is so brilliant about Send Out Cards is that you market Send Out Cards by using Send Out Cards. And it markets itself for business owners. When they're using it for their business, it also markets itself as a business tool to other people because it has the website on the back. People call you up and say, "How did you do that?" You know.
Chris, in conclusion, you know, you were a construction worker. You were a lot like me in high school. Like just have a fun time, you know, kind of happy-go-lucky, that type of character.
Yeah.
What has Send Out Cards allowed you to do? Do you see a bigger and brighter future because of the opportunity that's been handed to you?
Oh, absolutely. I am so excited about the future. I just I can't express to you how happy I am that I made the decision to do this and to take the risk, because I think that that's what scares a lot of people, is that they think, oh, I can't do it. It's only a couple people that really make it. But this is a business where we will help you make it, and the future is so bright. And, you know, I love taking holidays now. Last year we were fortunate enough to go to Budapest, to Dublin, to Edinburgh. So, you know, we get to travel when we want to, how we want to, and it just affords us a great life, and I love it.
Chris, I'm really proud of you. Proud of, number one, being your friend. Number two, you know, you building a team over in the UK, and, you know, I can see your passion come through, as it's not all about, you know.
And don't forget, it's the number one team in the UK, okay?
That's right. It's not all about the Chris Cook, you know, show. It's about you enjoy building people up, and that's one of your strengths. So, Chris, I really appreciate your time today on the call and the interview, and really thank you for your time, because I know you're in the UK right now. The time difference is crazy. So,
yeah, no worries. It's my pleasure, and I hope this helps some people out there.
Thanks, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.